Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Morise. My name is MJ Omoto, and in the next couple of minutes, I'm going to give you a rundown of, to be honest, TBH Acoustic by Sumi. The clock starts now.
The latest African album review is...
To be honest, the six-track acoustic EP by Sumi was released on December 23rd, 2022 under Studio Brat and Mad Solutions LLC. It runs 16 minutes and 52 seconds and has no features, which I kind of expected, but there's a twist. And the twist is on the first track on the EP, Balance Acoustic. And if you remember on To Be Honest, which is the album version of this EP, which was released earlier in 2022, it features her boo, her bae, the father of her kid, Adekunle Gold. And it's a fire song. I think it was the lead single or something from that album. I can't remember. Anyway, don't let it take away from the acoustic version. The acoustic version is refined. It sounds great. And she adds a little something just to make up for Adekunle Gold not being on the vocals, which I personally appreciated. And I thought it was such a good version to start this EP off with. Now, interestingly, when you analyze the difference between To Be Honest, the album, and To Be Honest, the acoustic EP, To Be Honest, the album has 11 tracks. To Be Honest, acoustic EP has 6 tracks. And you're like, wait, why the discrepancy? So, Simi's picked 5 tracks from To Be Honest, the album, and she's turned those into acoustic versions. And I think she's picked strategically when it comes to the 5 tracks. Now, you're probably wondering, why are you saying 5 tracks if it's a 6-track EP? Yeah, because she added a Christmas song onto this EP to make it 6 tracks. And that's the song Christmas Something, which is the last track on this album. And it was released as a single, I believe, and did quite okay. The strategic play on this album, on this EP, to be honest, is great. So she released, To Be Honest, the album in June 2022, and then 6 months later releases the acoustic EP and gives longevity to some of those songs that were released and gives longer legs to the lead singles that captured people's attention. And it's a great way to make music travel, as it were. We've seen it work for some artists like CK with songs such as Love Nwantiti, Emiliana, and all those, where they have a billion versions out there. But what he's done well is always giving new life to the song by doing remixes, acoustics, live versions, and Simi is just doing something similar. I think for her, this acoustic EP actually lets us as the listeners discover a new layer to these songs, even though when you listen to Be Honest, it was very slow, it was very smooth, and it didn't have any real like hard-hitting music. It was chilled, mid-tempo, and you could just rock to it. Now you can kind of just sit back, but I feel this EP introduces her to a whole new clientele when it comes to the music that she offers. And that's exciting, really, because the quality of music that she produces is top tier. No question about it. And really, that is my analysis. Great move on Simi's part while she works on other music or whatever else she's got going on. But releasing this and the timeliness of it was perfect, in my opinion. We'll see how it does in 2023. I can see she's on some playlists which are of an interesting appeal, and some of them are purely acoustic playlists. How's that? That is awesome, in my opinion. So let's see how that goes. And I do recommend you listen to the CP to check out a smooth side of Simi, where it's just her and a guitar, her vocal prowess with these acoustic versions as something to pay attention to. Otherwise, that's it for me. My name is MJ Omoto, son of Zimbabwe, signing out. This was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace. Nende.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.